This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and his foreign minister crashed on Sunday, an Iranian official told Reuters. Correspondent Emma Jaley reports.
It was crossing mountain terrain in heavy fog on the way back from a visit to the border with Azerbaijan. The official said the lives of Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian were, quote, at risk following the helicopter crash. Iranian state TV stopped all regular programming, showing instead live coverage of rescue teams heading to the crash site on foot in heavy fog. Raisi had been at the Azerbaijani border to inaugurate the Gizgalesi Dam, a joint project. Many see Raisi as a strong contender to succeed his 85-year-old mentor, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has strongly endorsed Raisi's main policies.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. An Israeli airstrike killed 27 people in central Gaza on Sunday, mostly women and children, and fighting is raging across the north. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces criticism from two other members of his war cabinet over the war now in its eighth month. Popular centrist war cabinet member Benny Gantz has threatened to leave the government if a plan for Gaza, including a post-war vision, is not created by June 8th. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College in the U.S. southern state of Georgia on Sunday, receiving applause and cheers, but also spurring some students to turn their backs to Biden as his backing of Israel and its war in Gaza riles college graduations across the country.
I know it angers and frustrates many of you, including my family. But most of all, I know it breaks your heart. It breaks my